Maori e te whānau, welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, a six-figure business owner, and I'm on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you are new here, no mai haere mai, welcome, and if you've been here before, you'll know just how much I value your time. So let's just dive into today's podcast episode. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description. None of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. Today's episode is all about how I attract absolutely everything that I desire. I am literally so excited to be sharing this all with you today. As you all know, I just literally love to yap. I love to kōrero, I love to share my insights, and I love to help you all. So if anything specific in this episode lands for you, please feel free to send me a message over on Instagram. I absolutely love hearing from you all. I love hearing what you guys enjoy, all of the things. I am just going to dive into it. Okay, so growing up, I always wanted to be an author. I always saw myself with my name on a book somewhere. And after only a few months of starting Māori Millionaire, I was asked if I wanted to write the first ever personal finance book with a Māori author. I've since written the book and it's coming out in June. Another example where I have attracted literally everything I desire. A few years ago, I attended M9, which has been described as the Māori TED Talks. If you've never been to one, oh my gosh, you need to go to one. Anyways, I told myself at that event that one day I was going to get up on that stage and I was going to share my story. And last week, I did. I literally spoke before 1,000 people and I shared my mission and I shared my story. Last year, I decided I wanted to create an online program. I had done this before, but I had never succeeded at it. And last year, I was like, this time, I am going to make $40,000 launching this. And I ended up making $55,000 launching it. I attract literally everything I desire. And life hasn't always been like this. I used to very much struggle with getting what I wanted, with being able to attract the things that I desired. But now I get literally everything I want in business. And today I'm going to share with you exactly how I did it. Number one, you've got to decide. You've got to decide that this is how you're going to live your life. You've got to decide that this is just what you do now, just like I did. You will always find or create evidence to support whatever you believe to be true. Our minds are sneaky, right? They never want to be wrong. Like, never. So when I used to say things like, who would want me to speak at their event? Or, no one's going to want to read my book? Or, literally just anything negative, like, you're never going to succeed. You're always going to struggle. You're always going to, you know, not succeed at what, you're never going to achieve your goals. They're too big. You know, I was always the person to say negative things about myself. Like, if you ask anyone I went to school with, they will tell you how negative I was. I was the most negative person. It was literally part of my personality where all I did was complain all day. All I did was just complain, 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 complain. Anyways, I started changing what I was saying to myself and what I was thinking and what I was believing to be true. I looked at the people who had achieved their goals and I was like, well, they haven't had special treatment. They haven't been given a magical, you know, like pill or anything. They've done something to make it happen. And I realized that it was all in their mindset. So I started saying things like, people's lives will be changed when they hear my story. Things like, I'm a leader, I'm a pioneer, and my book is going to make headlines. Before I got the book deal, like, I started saying these things. I started saying, like, it is an honor to share my story with the world. Every single one of my challenges that I've navigated are going to make incredible podcast episodes. Every single one of the things that I haven't succeeded at, this is going to make a very interesting story. And so I decided that I was going to be someone who achieved absolutely everything that I desired. And I started telling myself this and I started believing it full body. There wasn't an ounce of like, oh, is it going to happen? Is it going to work? It was like, I know that if it's possible for someone else, then it is also possible for myself. And I stopped following people on social media. I don't consume social media content much these days, but when I was still scrolling, I unfollowed people who weren't inspiring me. I unfollowed people who weren't living my dream life. And I started only following people who I looked at their content and I was like, dang, I want to be you. I want to be like you. I want to create a business like you have. I want to create the amount of success that you have. And I started surrounding myself with those people on the internet. And I stopped surrounding myself with people in real life who weren't living my dream life. I started hanging out with people who had lives that I wanted to live. I like made my environment so supportive of the life that I wanted to live. And so instead of saying things like I'll never succeed at business, even though I had literally so much evidence that what I was doing was not working, like I launched multiple businesses as a teenager and they all failed. One of them, I was literally like 14 or 15 or something. I spent all of my money that I had saved working at a restaurant, more than $1,000, buying products for a business that I launched, only for them to sit in my garage collecting dust because nobody wanted them because I didn't know how to run a business. My first program I launched for Māori Millennia, I spent $1,500 paying someone to come to my house and edit and record the video, and I literally made less launching it. And I could have been like, oh well, it's not for me. I suck at this. I'm never going to win. But I got my kumu up and I said to myself, my challenges are going to make really good podcast episodes one day. My community is blessed by my journey because through these challenges, I am going to have an incredibly inspiring story to share. It's all in your mindset. You know, I believed that this is what was going to be, like this is how I was going to live my life. This is how I was going to win. And I just found evidence to make it happen. So where some people, they're like, oh, well, it's never going to win. I'm never going to win. I'm never going to, you know, succeed. I was like, I am going to win at absolutely everything that I set my mind to. And then I made it happen. I was like, let's do this. Let's freaking go. So the other thing that I did was I made power moves. I took aligned action. Even though I had no evidence that what I was doing was working, I still showed up. I kept on hustling. I kept on trying. After losing money on my first launch, I literally invested $3,500 into a coach who taught me how to succeed in my third launch. And so, you know, where some people are like, they will spend money on something and then they're like, oh, it's not working. I'm never going to spend money on that again. I was like, well, obviously I did something wrong. Obviously I could improve, because if someone else has succeeded doing this, then that means that there is the possibility of success for me. And so instead of like deciding, oh, I'm not going to do that, I was like, no, let's go harder. Let's do this bigger. Let's do it even more. Let's, you know, spend the money that I have on learning, you know. And I can't remember, how old was I when I did that? I don't know, like 19, 20? No, I think it was maybe 20 or something. You know, most 20-year-olds aren't spending thousands of dollars on a coach to learn this stuff. And that's why I get different results to what most young people get, because I'm willing to oh my gosh, can I even speak English? I'm willing to behave differently to what most people are doing, and so I get results that most people don't get. You know, it doesn't actually matter what age you are. If you're willing to move differently, you're going to get different results. But if you just want to copy what everyone else is doing, oh no, that sounds like too much money. Oh no, that sounds like a lot of money. Then you can continue to get results like everyone else is getting. Or you can move differently and attract different. So when people said they couldn't afford my program, they said they didn't want to buy my offer, or they said that they were going to and then they just disappeared, I didn't let it mean anything. I didn't stop showing up. I moved as if I had already achieved the goals I had set for myself. I moved as if it was already mine. Everything on that vision board was already mine. Because when you're moving like you've already achieved all of your goals, the universe has absolutely no option but to deliver for you your goals. Number three, the third thing that I did to attract everything that I desire in business is I'm strategic. You know, what got you here is not going to get you where you want to go. You've got to be strategic. You've got to be more strategic than you've been before. And I honestly believe that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy, but you do need to have both. You cannot survive or grow your business just based on the mindset or just based on the strategy. You need both. So One thing I've done from the beginning is I've put myself in rooms where I wasn't the smartest person. I leveraged other people's successes by learning from them, by investing in their programs, by investing in mentorship. I didn't just sit around and wonder why I wasn't achieving my goals. I got my commute up and I did what I needed to in order to make it happen. Everything I do links back to my overall strategy, part of which is actually being guided by my intuition. And that's number four. I am very much guided by my intuition. Your intuition connects you not only with your tipuna, but also with the highest version of yourself. So the version of you who's already achieved all the goals that you want, the version of you who's already attracted all of the things you desire, the version of you who's already got everything you want, all of the answers are within your intuition, within your puku. So actually quiet down the noise. This is why I don't go on social media much anymore, because that's noise. TV, like I don't watch the news either, because that's all noise. It's all just a distraction. But if you're quiet, like here's the thing, right? You're not going to have your $1 million ideas. You're not going to have your $50,000 ideas sitting there scrolling on social media. Okay, you can watch all of the YouTube videos you want, teaching you how to make more money. You can do all of the things. You're not going to have those incredible ideas by consuming. You're going to have them when you're quiet, when you're out living your life, when you're having fun, when you're having human connection, when you're just literally living your life. And so what I started doing was I quieted down the noise. I haven't watched the news for like 2 years. I stopped scrolling on social media. I stopped consuming content that was just dumb. Like, I still watch movies. I still, you know, like, listen to music. But for the most part, it's just quiet. And here's the thing, right? I used to be someone who would wake up in the morning and the first thing I did was scroll on TikTok, or the first thing I did was watch vlogs of people living my dream life. And I thought, well, that's kind of like manifesting because I'm watching it, so then I'm going to become them. No, you're not becoming them by watching their life. You're becoming them by living their life. So I allowed my intuition to guide me, and my intuition sends me nudges. So every single morning I wake up and I do my meditation, and in my meditation every single day I have an incredible idea. I have an incredible nudge that comes through that tells me what I need to do. It tells me what I need to think. Like, some days my intuition nudges me to live my life more, to like not work today, not work as hard today, not do as much, like go out and live my life. And when I do that, the most incredible things happen. It's not when I'm busy slaving my life away behind my laptop that clients sign on to things, that customers are coming into my world. It's literally, like, if you look at the times, it's when I'm out living my life, when I'm having fun, because money loves high vibrational energy, it loves joy, it loves gratitude. But you don't have to be slaving your life away behind your laptop in order to make money. And so my intuition always guides me and it pushes me in the right direction. These things, they're not complicated, but they're things that take practice. Your ego likes to stay in your comfort zone because your comfort zone is where it's safe. So if you think about any time you've tried to do something that wasn't within your comfort zone, your ego tells you things like, oh, nah. Like, for example, if you've tried quitting smoking, your brain is going to be like, oh, no, like, just have one more. Like, one more won't hurt, because you're doing something outside of your comfort zone. And your ego is like, excuse me, I don't know what it's like out there. Come back to comfort zone, because this is where we're safe, because I know what's going to happen. It's predictable. You know, even if it to your conscious brain, it's like, I don't want to be a smoker, or I don't want to not succeed in business. And so when you start doing things that are outside of your comfort zone, your brain is going to come up with things like, no, that's not how it works. Or that's not how you succeed in business, or the stuff she's talking about is all shiatsuri. It's like, no, that's your ego trying to come up with things to keep you in your comfort zone, because that's where you feel safe. Even though you don't have the results you want in life, you aren't attracting the things you desire in business. So to recap, number one rule of attracting anything you want in business, you've got to decide. You've got to decide that it's already yours. And you've got to start telling yourself this. You've got to start believing that it's yours. And you've got to start, number two, is making moves as if it's already yours. power moves. You've got to take aligned action. You've got to move as if it's already yours, because that way the universe has no option but to deliver you your goal. Number three, you've got to be strategic. Don't be playing the same game, trying to expect different results without actually changing anything. Like, come on. You're smarter than this. Number four is trust your intuition. Trust your puku, because within you are all of the answers to all of your goals. I've just launched a program. It's called Badass Brands. And this is where your boring business that leaves you watching YouTube videos trying to find the perfect strategy to succeed in business, only to experience flop after flop, turns into a badass brand that effortlessly magnetizes your dream clients, sales, and opportunities, working the least you've ever worked before. Over the duration of 6 weeks, I'm going to walk you through the exact strategy and mindset you need to attract everything you desire, the sales, success, opportunities, using a strategy that doesn't require more work or more over-efforting for you. I am literally so excited about this, because this is something I've been working on for a little while. We've already had so many people join and share that they loved lesson one. So when you join, you get instant access to week one. I also took on board some feedback from the last program I launched, where they were like, oh my gosh, this is the best program ever, but I wish I could have met you. I wish I could have talked to you. And so I've included a live group coaching call where you're going to be able to meet me, you're going to be able to ask your questions, you're going to be able to meet the other people on the program. Like, how incredible is that? All the details for Badass Brands is available in the description, along with all of my other links and everything like that. Otherwise, that is us for today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode, and I cannot wait to hear from you and hear how this all landed. Have the most beautiful day, everyone, and I will chat to you soon. Ka kite.